Had Eisenhower acted quickly and immediately when Governor Forbes surrounded Central High School with the troops, I don't think we'd be faced with the problems, sit-ins and what have you, throughout the country today. Certainly, the Democratic Party is a party, I feel, of the people more so than the Republican Party. It's more of a private club. Well, it's quite different from 1957, of course, when the mob ran wild on the streets for 17 days. An outsider coming in would see a quiet, a little town slowly integrating without any fear. He could move around in the community. But those of us who live with this every day know the difference. The bigots are still there. They hate, they cause the eruption in 1957. Of course, most of them have moved to New Orleans and other places mm-hmm. throughout the South, but we still have a great deal there. But only the people living in the community can really understand and actually see and feel. Just about destroyed the town. The citizens at long last now interested in keeping the schools open, the town going and moving. We have a huge building program. We're going to have the most beautiful old city in the world. I don't think the citizens at this point would allow this to happen. Well, at times I take precautions. I don't go out at night alone anymore. I can't walk my dog around the neighborhood. I don't feel free in the community as I used to before 57. As late as last summer, they burned a cross, they shot in the house. We had the front of the glass, we have the huge glass windows in front of the house, and we decided we'd replace them slowly, replace one and see if they'd let it stay. The same night they shot in it, that was last summer. This is home. And if we run away and leave, I feel that we would be leaving the battlefield, we would be leaving the front line. And this is my home state. I have a desire to see things right in Little Rock and in Arkansas in general. Many dramatic things happened in 1963, and I feel it was a result of what happened in Little Rock in 1957. I don't think the whole struggle has yet reached its peak. I feel that it will do so, but I don't think it really has reached its peak. The segregationists and the hate of people seem to have made a lot of gains in 1957. It was more dramatic, the death of the president, the death of Medgar Evers, which made the year very dramatic in this way. But I don't think we have reached our peak in the struggle at all. I think that in 1964, we witnessed demonstrations, maybe on a different level. It'll be political, and I feel economic. There will be more and more rent boycotts, withholding of rent and demanding of jobs. It'll be in a different area, but I don't think they've reached a peak, and I think there will be, this year will be a larger number of demonstrations,